Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I want this to be your best year ever. Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Denise Nadler, her mom, health guru Beverly Nadler, our guest today, their friends and family, and all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, welcome to our show today. This is my favorite kind of show, the kind that makes you feel good, the kind that gives you inspiration, the kind that makes you happy. It is the ABCs to create a more joyous and fulfilling life. And we have with us my best friend, health guru Beverly Nadler. So join us for a delightful and insightful journey through the alphabet. Our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is here with us, and your host, Success Coach Joyce Barry, right here to participate and select words for each letter of the alphabet and describe how applying and incorporating what these words mean can bring more health, happiness, and success into your life. So we're talking about the ABCs to create this more joyous and fulfilling life. So A, I'm going to just start with having a friend, a powerful and wonderful health guru to support you, B, by the name of Beverly Nadler, and C, co-create wonderful things to support you all as a coach to having a more joyous and fulfilling life. ABC, always bet on Coach Beverly and Coach Joyce, and we are there for you every step of the way. Welcome, Beverly Nadler.
Well, that was amazing. Totally, not that I know anything that's going to happen on a show before we do it, but I was very impressed with what you decided to do with the ABCs, even before we literally got started. I loved it. It was very, very creative, my dear friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We are each other's mutual admiration society.
Right. This is also one of my favorite shows. And the interesting thing is I've got list upon list of words that we could use. And I think, well, if we used all of these words, we would be on the air for another 25 hours. So we'll just have to choose one or two and show how these can help each of our listeners in creating, as you said, a more fulfilling and in a happier life and healthier. So let's begin. And my first A, or the only A I'm using right now, though there's about 23 A's that I could use, I'm using awareness. If we need to be aware of our life, we need to be conscious. We need to know what's going on around us. We need to be aware of who we really are. You know, there's this expression, we are spiritual beings. And this is so true. And the more we realize that, the more that we plug into that, we realize that we have so much more support, because that spiritual being that we really are, being aware of that, allows us to do and create and think in very different ways. So my A for today is awareness.
And mine is acknowledgement. And the person I'm going to say that made the most profound difference in my life, who I think of each and every day, is Michael Wyman, who passed many years ago. His whole thing was the power of acknowledgement and how important that was, not only the person that you're acknowledging feeling good, but that you yourself feels good as well. It makes you feel good. He always found something to acknowledge each and every person for instantly, even strangers. So I'm going to say acknowledgement, which is hand in hand with appreciation.
Love it. Love it. Beautiful. And Michael, also, I did not know him as well as you did, but he was an extraordinary person, and he gave a gift to the world with his training, in fact, on the power of acknowledgement. But going for the B word, belief, and again, there are many other words, and I invite all of you who are listening to create your own list, whether it's the words we choose or it's words that you choose, but to create your own list so that you have the ABCs going through the entire alphabet of words that can inspire and support you. But how important is belief? Well, there are some teachers that will tell you it's everything, because when we talk about belief, we're talking about what you consciously are aware of and what goes on in your subconscious mind. It's programming. It's where your faith lies. All of this, what this does is actually attract into your life, according to your beliefs, the things that happen to you, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. Your beliefs are one of the main things that will determine what your life will be like. And as you change your beliefs, you can make those changes.
And for me, I'm going to go with beauty. And I say that because when I seek out some things every day that make me happy, that make me feel good, it's things of beauty. I love looking at bright colors. I select clothes that look like that. I just bought a pair of hot pink glasses, and I just love them. Just looking at the glasses makes me happy. I call them my happy glasses, and what even made me happy is my sister Marilyn gave them to me as a gift. So beauty makes me happy. It makes me smile when I look at a beautiful lake, when I look at a waterfall. Those kind of things that I consider so beautiful make me happy.
I so agree with you, Joyce. And for C, I've chosen creativity. Every one of us has the ability within us, the spirit within us creates. We're made in the image and likeness of the Creator. What does that mean? We have the ability to create. And whether we do it with music, whether we do it writing, art, anything that inspires you creatively is so important to your soul. It actually creates joy and happiness. It's a beautiful thing to be able to share it, but it also is a beautiful thing to be creative for yourself, to just start, decide, I'm going to sing, or I'm going to play an instrument, or I'm going to draw, or I'm going to write. Something creative just fills your spirit.
Absolutely. I'm going to go with courage. And from the Serenity Prayer, the courage to change the things I can. Wow, how powerful is that? I love the Serenity Prayer, and each sentence is so impactful. So I'm right here, and now I'm going to focus on the courage to change the things I can, because oftentimes that's what it takes to venture out, to get outside the comfort zone. So I'll go with courage.
I love that. We had a show very recently, and courage was the main part. I can't think of the name of the title right now, but it was definitely, most of the show was about having courage. And I'd invite people to find that show because...
And that show is Overcoming Adversity on October 19th. And, of course, we would have to talk about Courage to Overcome Adversity in our archives, October 19th, Overcoming Adversity.
I love how you can always find the show because I never know in advance before I speak that I'm going to talk about a previous show. And then when I do, you always find it. Kudos to you for doing that. My D word that I've chosen out of the many words I could have chosen is discipline. The importance of being disciplined, to have some routines, to have structure. You know, discipline will assist us even in times of adversity, in times when of crisis, when we are disciplined, our mind, when we know that there's certain things that we're going to do no matter what. Be disciplined in your life, and it will support you tremendously throughout the good and the negatives.
And I'm going to go with dogs. I love dogs, but I love little dogs, the kind that jump on your lap. I've always been a dog lover, no offense to the cat lovers, but dogs make me happy, little dogs especially. And I just want to say that when I needed a reference to get a dog at one point, the person that's my dog groomer had said to the people that I was that needed the reference, she said, in my next life, I don't want to come back as Joyce's friend, her husband, none of that. I want to come back as her dog. I've never seen anyone treat a dog the way Joyce does, and that's the groomer who's with dogs every day. So I'm going to say dogs make me happy, especially little ones.
And I totally agree. I'll go a little further if I was using C for cats, because I've got a cat. Pets, they are a wonderful, wonderful thing. So I really thought that was delightful, Joyce.
I just want to say your word for D was discipline, correct?
Yes.
So it goes hand in hand with my word, dogs, because if you have an undisciplined dog, I can promise you, you won't be very happy.
Well,
so they go together beautifully.
Well said. My E word, oh, I thought of so many, enlightenment, but I decided to go with evolve, because when we evolve in consciousness, it means to grow, to continuously want to do better, to become a better person, to become a more knowledgeable person, a more aware person. Evolving in consciousness, we actually bring more awareness into our life just through that wonderful ability to just make each day something better than yesterday, in perhaps in our thoughts, perhaps in our actions, perhaps in our contemplation, perhaps in our relationships, but just to evolve, because the world is evolving and we need to evolve with it.
Very good. With E, I'm going to go with extraordinary, because what makes me happy, where my role models come in, they are extraordinary people, places, things. Those are the things that inspire me, when they are extraordinary, when they are outside the box, when they are over the top. As an example, Beverly's poetry, always extraordinary, always makes me happy.
Thank you for that. I agree with you that the extraordinary brings more beauty and joy to our lives. You know, for F, I was going to go with faith, and then I decided that belief and faith go hand in hand, so I decided instead to go with fun. We need to have some fun in our lives. We need to do things that are actually funny also, but things, maybe being silly, playing, being a child, because life has so many serious things going on all the time, and many of the things that cause us pain and disharmony. But if you think, what can I do today that would be fun? It would be a fun thing for you to put more fun into your life.
Wow, I second that, I second that, I second that. How important that truly is. And I make that a point every day to find the things that are fun. I'm going to go on a more serious note with forgiveness and how important that is. Because forgiveness, if you don't, it just eats away at you. You have to remember on forgiveness that you're not doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself. And why I say that is because you don't know how they're going to take it, whether it's going to be meaningful or not. You can only control what it is for you. I'm going to take a moment to make my point by sharing this original poem. Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you, so the healing can begin. I thought it important to make that point. I am forgiving you so the healing can begin. Beverly, had you heard that poem before?
Yes. I heard it when you told it to me. Beautiful, wonderful poem. I know it's published in a book also.
Yes, it's published in He Came Incognito by Chap Oscar Smith. He put that poem in his book, absolutely. Beverly, I just love this show. I could do this show every day.
this we could, actually, because we've got enough words. But because even with the, when I was doing so many of the words, especially the next one, which is G, and I chose God, and I realize that many people have, you know, there's different concepts of God. So what I want to say about, and it goes with forgiveness, because this God, if you think of it as a higher power, if you think of it as the creator, if you think of it as the reality that exists beyond this physical plane, something that brought all of this that we have into the world, and all of the people that pray to God, but all have different thoughts about it. But that, think of it as something very, very extraordinary. You are part of it. There is only one God, and there are many, many ways of expressing it and many aspects of it, but we're all part of it. And the word that goes together with that, of course, forgiveness, God forgives. We know that. We know that that's so. So it's very, very apropos following your word for forgiveness. When I say your word, the word you've chosen. But also grace. God gives us grace. That's where that incredible song, Amazing Grace, comes from, where we may not even deserve to have things, some wondrous things happen in our lives or prayers to be answered. But it is through the grace of God that so many things that are disastrous in the world do not happen to us. And so it's brings me to another word, which I believe you're going to use, so I'm not going to say it. But with God, God and grace, they go together.
Oh, my word is gratitude.
I know.
And I'm very, very big on expressing gratitude. I believe you got to let people know that you care, how much they mean to you. Anyone that takes a step for me, it's like I'm wanting to take 10 steps for them. I'm just so grateful for anything that comes my way, any opportunity, any new person that makes a difference in my life. And one of the things I'm most grateful for is this poem by Beverly Nadler as regards to our show and why she supports it.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to the page of this show, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and spelled out, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And on the upper left of the homepage, you will see my picture. And right under that, it says follow. Simply by clicking on follow, you will know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. You wouldn't want to miss Psychic Peter Marks with his once-a-month free on-air live mini readings. You won't want to miss any of the shows with Beverly, Health Guru, every week, a different show on emotional, physical, mental, spiritual health. You won't want to miss those. And then by being in that homepage, you can arrow down and see every show, every guest, every topic, and just click on what resonates with you, and you can do that 24/7 in our archives. So do become a follower. We're very grateful for our loyal followers.
Joyce, I want to say that this show, to me, is one of the most important shows that anyone can tune into. And I don't just say that because you're my dearest friend or because I'm on it every week or because Peter, who is also my friend, thanks to you for introducing me, is so special. But the whole point of this show is to bring people more inspiration, more happiness, more joy, more health, more peace, all of the things that are important, that are meaningful. Even, you know, when I even say these words, I can feel them vibrating through my body. They are so important. And in a world in which there is trauma and an excess drama, and I'm not talking about television now, I'm talking about life, we need a show like this. And to wake up every morning and then be able to listen to this, or if you can't, like Joyce said, go into the archives. Almost any subject that is uplifting, you will find in this show, Joyce Barry and Friends.
Thank you, dear friend Beverly Nadler. And let us move on.
Okay. And H, you know what I'm going to say for H, I'm sure, is health. How important is health? You know, when you're young and you can just burn the candle at both ends, as the expression goes. You don't think about it. But as you get older, you become aware of the fact that you want to have vibrant health. You want to be able to continue to do the things that you enjoy doing and some of which require that you be healthy. And I'm going to say, really, I'm going to combine this with holistic health. Do as much as you can that is natural, that is holistic, that includes things like chiropractic, like acupuncture, like energy healing, and, of course, good nutrition and proper breathing. All of these things, exercise, all of these things, yes, each one could have been a separate word, but it was just as well to put it under one heading, and that is health. Take care of your health. It is the most precious thing you have in your life. It is your health, and the older you get, the more you realize that, and the more important it becomes.
I'm going to say hope, because hope and faith are so important today. People are really going through so many challenges, mentally, physically, emotionally, personally. Then there are the national challenges. Then there are the global challenges. And you can't give up. You have to hope for a brighter tomorrow. You have to hope that things will turn out the way you want them to. You have to believe in that and hope for that. Too many people just give up right before they cross the finish line. So I would say, don't despair. Always hope for the best and manifest it.
I absolutely agree with you. We also did at least one show, and I think we called it Hope. And that was a very important show because we explained what that does to your inner being. everything you hope for may not happen, just as every goal we set may not happen, but the chances are better. Plus the fact that you raise your own energy field, your own vibrations, and that gives you the possibility of bringing more of the positive into your life. And hope also, share that with other people. Hope for them, for them making a better life, for them having more health, more happiness.
Yes, what a team we make. We're both on the same page. I love everything you selected, and I could see you're aligned with me on what I selected, given how many adjectives there are for each and every letter. Beverly, we're nailing it.
I agree. You know, I counted some of the pages, how many words I had. I had 25 for some. Some are much less. Some of the words, I must admit, the letters are a little more difficult. But some of them, yeah, there's tons and tons. So we can, as you said, we can do this show every day. Of course, we're not going to do that. But at least once a year, I think we need to do this, maybe even twice a year.
Well, I never think of once a year or twice a year. I go with the mood, the momentum, the right timing, and maybe 10 times a year. So no promises on a number.
Okay. my I word, that was a tricky one. I'm going with imagination and intuition. And the reason for that is because as you use your imagination, and believe it or not, Albert Einstein, I love his name, Albert Einstein, said imagination is more important than knowledge, and you can say, and I say I want both, but when you imagine something, you can bring it into your mind. It becomes a reality that you can almost live in until it actually manifests on the physical plane, which very often it does. Does it all the time? No. But while we're in that state of imagination, there is a tremendous amount of joy and a lot of creativity and all of these things that we're talking about. And it leads us, as we use our imagination, into an intuition, into being able to know without knowing. In other words, without having any special knowledge, just something that pours into us that says, ah, I've got it. I know what this thing is. People who did great inventions, a lot of it was intuition, but they used their imagination and then pulled it together, and the intuition comes through. And a lot of the things that we enjoy in our life are because people use their imagination and their intuition.
Yes, and I so agree with you on those are two of my very favorite words for sure. Imagination and intuition. I'm going to add intention, because in order to get things done, it starts with an intention to getting them done. You have goals, whatever it is. You want to go after something. You need a strong intention to have it happen. It just doesn't come on a whim. It comes on focus and intention.
I agree with you so much on that. When you know, as we're speaking, I'm hearing other words, like this word focus. What a great word for F, to focus on something. But it's so true. If you don't have the intention, the desire, the likelihood of whatever it is that you want in your life is simply unlikely. I'm not going to say can't, because some people are very surprised. They say, gee, I never even thought about that, and here it was. And I'm going to say, if you never thought about it consciously, somewhere in the recesses of your mind, subconsciously perhaps, was that intention or was that desire. But having it consciously and focusing on it, very important, helps us to go for that. Other G word we could use, which is goals.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Like you said, we both have several in each category, and we chose the nearest and dearest to our hearts to make an impact. I just want to say that again, this show with these kind of things, just saying the words, it brings good vibrations in my body. And right now, I have a very strong intention to let people know about our websites. So first, let's tell them about your website, Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R, .com. Beverly, have an intention for people to go into your website and give them the reasons why they should.
The reasons why they should is for K, knowledge, which is not the word I'm using, but perfect here. There is so much, education, another E word, which I didn't use. There is so much information on there. It's an information website about what Joyce said, what I teach, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing. Also, lots of poetry to inspire you, plus information on what I do, on my coaching, on the mind, on reprogramming. All of that is there, plus my books. You can just click on my books and find out more about them, especially about the book Vibrational Harmony. Not that that's my favorite, but that is a book in which not only did I write it, but Joyce had a part in it also. She wrote the foreword. And this book is about the universal laws. It's about the mind. It is one of the books that can bring you more fulfillment, joy, and happiness. So there's a tremendous amount of information on my website, and I definitely urge you to go there and check it out, just as you want to check out Joyce's website, you want to check out BeverlyNadler.com.
Absolutely, and I would not endorse a website, an author, a book, unless I really, truly, with all integrity, want to support it and endorse it. So Beverly's website, BeverlyNadler.com, N-A-D-L-E-R.com. My website, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E.com. In my website, you'll find out about my coaching, my seminar programs. I am a life coach. And more importantly, so you would see the credibility of all of it, is countless endorsements from people all across the country, people just like you that utilize my services professionally, personally, or both. Here are some of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, one of Beverly's favorite words, the F word, fun, is mine as well. And my technology, since I started my business in 1979, is fun. So my technology is transforming. Funmation. So that's why it's so important to me, and that's why I enjoy sharing the celebrity endorsements, which, thanks to my good friend, psychic and medium Peter Marks, I'm able to tap into all those people who passed to share their endorsements. So I wanted to bring that fun into the show today. Back to you, Beverly.
I love that. That's really cool, because I was thinking as you were, those who have passed were giving their endorsements, I was thinking, yeah, I've got a lot of endorsements, but mine are all alive. None of them have come back to say, wow, how great you are. So, yeah, that is a lot of fun. And,
yeah, pretty powerful to tap into them too, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. I have to see if I can connect with some of my past people. So, yeah, that was fun. Okay. That is very, very true, though. Joyce has tons and tons of endorsements from live people also.
Thank you.
Our websites so that you know that when we say that we can assist, that we're here to help, that we have something that we can perhaps support you with, there are other people who have experienced it. So now we continue with Jay. And I think I know what Joyce would like to use, so I'm going to go with a different word, and I hope I'm not wrong in my thought. I'm going to go with the word judgment. And the reason I'm going with that, it's, you might say that's a negative word. Well, what I'm using that word to say that the less things that you judge negatively, the less things that bother you, the less things that you criticize, the happier you're going to be and the healthier you're going to be. Because as we continuously, and I'm not saying you can never judge anything, certainly we have opinions, but when we get emotional in our judgments and we terrible things happen. I mean, you know, wars have been fought over this. Because people judge the religion, or they judge an ethnic group, or they judge so many ways of people functioning, and they're not supposed to do that. We want to be as free of that as possible. We want to be the world of unity, which is the world of reality. We live in a world of polarity, but the world of unity, there is no judgment. And so the more you can let it go, the more you can say, you know, it's not my preference, but I don't have to judge it. I don't have to be unhappy about it. I can let it go. The more you do that, you will find the more at peace you're going to be.
And what exactly did you think my word is? Let's see if you're correct.
Joy.
You are correct. Absolutely.
Her name is Joyce. She's going to pick Joyce.
You were so sure, and you were correct. And when I was given the name Joyce early on, very, very young, I loved it. I was thrilled that joy was in my name. And I was committed to bringing joy to the life of others. My mantra is make someone happy today. Life about joy. I mean, so many people are really unhappy, depressed. So I always do whatever I can to make people happy through jokes, through riddles. I collect them. You can't imagine how many books and books and books on jokes, riddles, and all kinds of things that guarantee to make you laugh. So yes, it's joy. And it's in the name Joyce, and I'm grateful my parents gave me that name.
And I bet you're grateful that I didn't take that word.
Well, the good news
really
is, Beverly, I'm not known to be at a loss for words. So had you taken it, I guarantee I would have come up with five others. So it would have been fine.
That, to me, would be your favorite word, so I decided to leave it. Plus the fact that letting go of judgment is one of the factors that just help people to have a happier life They really, it really does. And the vibration.
I wanted you to know that I do get that. But the issue is when you look at it, and you said it right away, when you look at these words, they all bring a smile, they're all happy, and judgment has that negative connotation. So you meant it in the positive. So it stands out like a sore thumb when you look at all the other words that bring a smile to you.
I agree with you, but I don't have a lot of J words, so maybe you do, and we'll share them later. Well, if you have some, I don't. Joy was my favorite, and I said, no, I'm leaving that for Joyce, and I was right in doing that. But I felt that it's an important thing for people
it
to
is. I agree. I'm not negating that. I would have said jump would have been a word, jump. Jump for opportunities. Jump for turning your life around. Jump for, you know, I you just get creative and improvise. I just said it stands out like a sore thumb, but it has a very important message.
Right. And you said something, oh, another wonderful I word, improvise.
Yes.
You just said that. Okay, I'm going with K now, and that's kindness. Oh, do we need kindness now? Kindness close, but not the same as compassion, because kindness is what you're actually showing people, just a smile. Or if somebody snaps, and sometimes, you know, people have a lot of stuff going on, and they're not all, I'm going to say, emotionally evolved sufficiently so that they can, let's say, master their emotions or reflect on exactly what they're going to say and do. And sometimes just not answering someone in a snappy tone back, but being kind, looking at them in a different way, and establishing the fact that you recognize, you know, we're all in this world together and being kind to each other. One of the things that I was reading yesterday was that a lot of articles on kindness. There was a magazine I picked up in New York, and it was about kindness, and they were talking, particularly one of the articles was about how, unfortunately, unkind people are on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter. The things that people say to each other that is very painful. And that's why I say it's so important to be kind. If you haven't got something kind to say to someone, don't say it unless you absolutely must. It just thinking in terms of how much we appreciate it, it's almost like the feeling you get from acknowledgement when someone is kind to you or you're kind to someone, you feel good about that. It's just a simple thing, but acts of kindness mean so much in today's world.
Actually, that was my favorite K word. I watch Ellen every day. I tape it if I'm not around at 4 o'clock on national television in the U.S., and her mantra is she ends every single show, be kind to one another. Every single show, and I just love that ending. So kindness is my favorite word, and now that it's taken, I'm going to go with knowledge. Too much knowledge is never a bad thing. I know for me, I like to learn so much about everything. Not so much for myself personally. My intent is to help people, coach people, support people. So I may study up on an addiction of alcohol, and I don't drink at all, and I never, ever did. But I'll study up on alcohol and the addiction and Al-Anon. So I'm going to go with knowledge that it really is there, unlimited knowledge, with the intent of being there to help other people.
I love that. And the reason is because I debated between the two words, because knowledge is like my favorite thing. You know, when I was quoting Einstein before, I said he said imagination is more important than knowledge, and I said I like to have both. That's what I do. That's what all of the shows are based on, is what can I share today that'll help people, assist people, and it's all based on knowledge. I must have, I don't know, 200 or 300 books in my library, and I can't even imagine how many magazines, and I actually go through them to decide what show we're going to do and what I might take from some of these places. Knowledge to me is one of the most important things that you could possibly have. So knowledge and kindness are both very, very important. Key words.
I'm going to take a moment. I don't usually do this, is go back a step, because usually when we move forward, I stay on the path of moving forward. But I have a very strong urge to share something that popped into my head, and I really have to get it out. When Beverly and I were discussing the J word, joy, and Beverly said, there's not that many J words. And I said, well, jump up and down for, you know, things that make you happy and all of that. I feel like I'm reading minds. I'm reading the minds of people who say, why aren't they saying Jesus? Why aren't they saying Jehovah? Why aren't they saying that when they said they need J words of a peace and comfort and success? And the reason we haven't is we don't keep our shows religious. But since I can say Jesus and Jehovah, that covers a lot. So for those of you who are thinking that's what brings you comfort and peace and happiness, by all means, add Jesus and Jehovah to your lists.
I like that. Because I said God, and both of these are words that are used for God. So, in a sense, we did cover it, but you made it very clear. Yeah, those
yes,
are not-
you did. But Christians are so intent on saying Jesus' name. You absolutely did. So I gave the Jehovah twist and the Jesus twist, Christians, Jews, Catholics. So that's where I was coming from.
Oh, I think that was very good. I think that was a very interesting addition. So whatever way you want to choose to worship or to view that which gives you support, spiritual support, whoever you pray to, that choose that word for yourself. And as we said at the very beginning, or I said, I don't think you said it, but I know you agree, make your own lists of words from the alphabet, the words that inspire you, that keep you happy, healthy, more successful. Okay, we are ready for the L word, and I'm going with love. I could go with something else. I think I know what Joyce is going to choose, but I'm not sure. I was reasonably certain you would go with joy. But love, what is more important than love? And, of course, when we've had several shows on love. Every year we have it in February because of Valentine's Day. There's all kinds of love. We say, I love that carrot cake, or I love that movie, or I love my pet, or I love this person. But you know what the most important love, and you're going to say, I love God, is unconditional love. When you can actually spread that huge, it's more than an emotion. It goes beyond an emotion. It's a way of being. It's what actually comes from God or Jehovah or Jesus is unconditional love. So love, they say, makes the world go round. You know, an interesting thing about love is that people who are in pain, if they can think of someone that they love, the pain lessens. This isn't something we talk about actually in February. If a person that they love is with them while they're going through their pain or struggle, there is less pain and struggle. Love is such an important, not just an important word, but something to just flow through your entire being as much as possible in every way that you can, as friendship, as romantic love, as what they call agape love, which is probably the closest to unconditional love.
And I have to ask you again, since you know me so well, what is my L word?
Laughter.
Absolutely, you're right again. Those are my two favorite L words, love and laughter. So whichever one you picked, I would have added the other one. Laughter, my goodness. Laugh and the world laughs with you. Like I said, Ellen is Be Kind to One Another. She closes her show. Mine is make someone happy today. And the laughter and the joy all go hand in hand. I love people that make me laugh. I seek out people that have a sense of humor such that they laugh easily. It doesn't take much. There are some people, no matter what you say, they're already laughing because they're in such good spirits. So, yes, love and laughter, what a combination. If I was making a cake and I added love and laughter, it sure would be tasty and good for your appetite on any level, no matter what your appetite is.
I agree with you on that. But I felt I would leave a laughter for you, even though I know you love, love, love also. Okay, and my M word is meditate. It is something that the Western world, it took them a very long time to catch up with the Eastern world, which talks about that, which has been doing it for thousands, thousands of years. The meditation helps you in so many ways. It quiets the mind, something that we absolutely need because so much is going on. But it also improves your health. It improves your health tremendously. Years ago, a doctor from Harvard used this, and he called it the relaxation response, because he knew that if he said meditation, his patients wouldn't do it. But if he said relax, and then he told them how, and he actually taught them meditation, they came in to tell him how their blood pressure was normalized, how their headaches had diminished, and how their back pain was diminished, how much at peace they felt. And some said, I feel a spiritual quality that I never felt before. Meditation, even if you just begin it with 5 minutes, will do something wonderful for your body, mind, and spirit. And by the way, that's another show that we've done more than once on meditation.
Absolutely. And great word. And I'm going to say just about every powerful person I know, I ask them if they meditate, and they all say yes. And healthy people, yes. And I say, how much time do you take? It could be as little as 10 minutes. It could be an hour. But everyone that I really respect, they all tell me the importance of meditation. So that's a great word. And my favorite word out of the whole alphabet is miracles. I love the word miracles. I'm looking at, I have a beautiful, absolutely beautiful, like, journal book that it says the cover, it's all butterflies and colors. It says every day holds a possibility of a miracle. And I live my life from that. I believe in that. I look for miracles each and every day. Little miracles, big miracles, they all make a difference. I'm going to take this moment to share my prayer for all of you because it's connected to miracles. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And that is my prayer for all of you, and how much I include miracles in everything in my life.
I love it. I have a poem that we can close with on miracles. We can never give people too many thoughts about miracles. Life is full of miracles. They happen every day, but we're not able to see them when doubt gets in the way. Your body is a great miracle. Each cell knows what to do, working in perfect harmony to create the miracle that's you. Every seed that's planted is a miracle, bringing forth its kind, and no seeds are more miraculous than those planted in your mind. Each thought we think bears fruit. Each emotion radiates power. With our mind, we create our world, every moment, every hour. There are really two worlds we live in, the outer and the inner, and we're the ones who decide if we're a victim or a winner. Everything is energy. Everything we touch and see, and when we understand that, we can live joyfully. Negative mental energy is what shapes the outside world of deception, but we have the ability to control our inner world through our perception. Always choose your thoughts with care, for they're the magic seeds that give birth to the miracles that creates your life and even contributes to more peace on earth.
Oh, wow, Beverly. Wow, wow, wow. That is awesome. That is really, really awesome. It covered everything. And like I say, miracles, if I had to pick one word out of all the words, all the letters, it certainly would be miracles. So, folks, we really hope you take from this show whatever it is you need to take to turn your life around, to have it be better, happier, healthier. And if you really reflect on it and incorporate all this positivity, wait and see the miracles that will show up for you. And if you
so we don't forget to tell people, this was part one. Next
Beverly,
week, Beverly,
I know
two.
That, Beverly. I know that. I was getting to that. You just interrupted.
I'm sorry. I didn't know because I see it's 12:30, so I thought you
Beverly,
were trying to go off.
Beverly, okay, as I started to say, folks, all right, this is called unconditional love. It really is unconditional love. What I was saying was that if you believe in it and want to see the miracles that will show up in your life, then I ask you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? And folks, Coach Joyce here, the one answer I don't want to hear is that you'll get to it someday. So on that note, I wrote this for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it. It would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And folks, thank you so much for joining us. If not right now, when? To use this in your life to make a positive difference and a positive impact. And what Beverly was so anxious to make sure that we got in was to let you know that we're doing part two in to Z a week from today, next Thursday. Beverly, what is your concluding message?
My concluded message is everything that we've said, Joyce. Just put into practice the things that are meaningful to you. And one of the ways to do that is to make up your own ABC list. You can certainly use ours, but think of those words that are meaningful to you and look at them and see how they apply to your life.
Very good. And my concluding message is it's a demonstration that I love you unconditionally because I had all intentions of putting that message through, but I wanted to give my message first to impact what we had already shown. So I'll be sure to include the word unconditional when we get to the you next week. So on that note, we're going to be signing off. And folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us, and enjoy life, and go make someone happy today. And you can start singing, dancing, sharing, caring right here, right now to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.